Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of the Brian Stever Podcast. I am your host, Brian Stever, with you today to ponder the problem of music so often being the sole inspiration for other music. Isn't the cycle of music inspiring music inspiring music bound to eventually wear itself out, to become contrived and unoriginal? Using music as the sole inspiration for your music is much like taking out loan after loan to pay off debts, when you're just, in fact, creating more debt. The only way to break from that cycle is to start paying your debts with legitimately earned income. So outside sources need to be sought out, and often work needs to be done. Just as one must look for sources other than loans to pay off debt, one must strive to find inspiration for music from sources technically removed from music. Works of literature, cinema, spirituality, friends, and family can all contribute. Music inspired by life experience is really the ideal. Today, we talk with an expert on all things music, who also just so happens to be an expert on all things life experience. It's no secret that this man takes inspiration from wherever he can get it. You may know Dr. Joseph Parisi as the wonderful conductor of UMKC's Wind Ensemble, but today we discover that that is only one of his many hats.
I like to read a lot, and poetry is one of those things, as you probably have witnessed in our group doing Perched for Vespers 9, inspired by a poem, an old Scottish poem. And a lot of the music, not necessarily all the music we do, is programmatic, but I think what inspires me a lot to do what I get to do is the interaction I have with people like yourself, and the interaction between a collaborative group like the Wind Ensemble. That young energy you guys bring, man, it makes me very happy to be a part of. Balance in my life is critical to what I get to do in this group. So that means reading, celebrating with my family, movies, watching games, sporting events, tearing my ACL, playing soccer with my kid. You know, it all to me is who I am and how I bring it to a group, I guess, if that makes any sense.
You said you read a lot.
Yeah.
What, do you have any books in mind that really inspired your music?
Wow, yeah. Yeah, and it goes back to human nature and persistence. And I read this before it became a big Broadway thing. Les Miserables by Victor Hugo. It's a story of a father who has to steal bread to help feed his family. Oh, and he gets put into a pretty strong, heavy-duty jail, and has to deal with a lot of the warden is really difficult on him and punishes him, and he ends up escaping and living a life as a politician, and he raises this girl who was being mistreated. And it's a beautiful story if you don't know it, but it speaks to human spirit and goodness of people regardless of what obstacles are put upon them, that the goodness still comes out, and that if you're good-spirited and treat people kind and live a faithful, truthful life. And that story speaks to me. I mean, it really, really does.
So do you consider just being with your family, mm-hmm. or reading or watching a movie, do you consider that a sort of practice time that can improve your music?
You probably heard me say, work hard, play hard, don't mix the two.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great question. When I play hard with my family, it keeps me grounded and ready to come and celebrate music making on an artistic level, because I had that opportunity to kind of differentiate my different hats. You know, I'm dad on Friday night and doing soccer. I'm not conducting a band. But I can't wait for rehearsal because I'm constantly thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at that innocent energy my six-year-old has, and I think about that in music making, right? You know, I mean, that innocence you had when you first picked up drumsticks.
Right.
Like, here I am, I'm picking them up, I'm going to make a sound, and you were just so excited. To me, I don't think I ever lose that in music. And watching my daughter be that energetic and my kids being that excited, it kind of transfers to me going, I don't ever want to lose that youthful excitement, because it's awesome. And when we lose that, I think it's a sad thing. we put up walls and barriers, and we just focus on one thing as being the it. And I will never be that way. I love sharing so many different things, so many different things, so many different things, so many different things.
Thanks for listening. This has been the Brian Stever Podcast, written and directed by Brian Stever. I'd like to give special thanks to Dr. Parisi, taking time out of his life to help all of us out, especially me.
Brian Stever Productions.